We just had our first glimpse of the Wexford's new jersey, and we're in one of the oldest family stores in Wexford, Hoare Stores, and Declan Hoare's here with me. He's of the new generation of the Hoare family, and Lee Chin, of course, a proud Wexford town man, is here as well. And Declan, how long has the family been in business here in Wexford?
Well, we're 75 years in business now this year in May. We plan to celebrate that too over the bank holiday. And third generation. Started by my grandparents and built on ever since with my father's generation. The four lads are here, and now myself and Jenny and Niall were in the business. So and very proud day today with the launch of the Wexford jersey, and lovely to see the players in, and Davey, and sure, it's been great.
And Lee, I suppose you're not in any great hurry to train because you're injured at the moment, sadly. And how is that injury, by the way?
Yeah, it's I've been over the last couple of weeks working hard to try to get back into the group training with the lads, and it's just the thing about injuries, I suppose, is a lot of the time it's just timing. So I'm still in the process of just trying to get myself back around to getting back into the group scene. But look at it, it's looking fairly good at the moment, and hopefully it won't be too long more coming around.
I suppose since you were a young fella, you were running in around Hoare Stores looking for hurling balls and grips, and maybe even a round football and soccer boots or whatever at the time.
Yeah, of course. I always remember when I was a young fella coming down here. It's one of the best sport shops in Wexford town, and I still come in around here and have a bit of crack. It's not only for the equipment that I look for down here. I usually come down for my grips, but it's the bit of banter and the bit of crack that I get when I come in as well with Marty and the lads, you know. So that's the whole other side of it too.
Marty wouldn't slag you, would he?
No, to be honest, he hasn't got the wit for it, but he's not able to handle me.
He doesn't charge for it either.
I've been charged a few times for it, but it's great to be coming in and out with the lads, and look at the, they're always great to be supplying whatever it is that they need, and it's very enjoyable to come in with the characters that are in there too.
As a player, when you put on a jersey, do you take much notice of it in a game?
Of course we appreciate the look of a jersey. I suppose the more meaningful side of it is just wearing the crest and the colours to me. But look, at the end of the day, the fans love a jersey that they're proud wearing, and I think this jersey is kind of resembles, I suppose, the more traditional style Wexford jersey, and I think it's got a really, really big reaction ever since it's been launched, and it's great to see you here today on the shows.
Absolutely. And your business, of course, is retail menswear, and you're known for, so you have a wide diversity of business. You've another couple of shops in town as well, Declan.
Yeah, we have Tradewinds and Bambinos now at the other end of the town, casual stuff and a baby shop.
So you're catering for all the age groups.
Every age group, yeah. Just looking at the jersey though, they've done a really good job on the jersey. It's fantastic. I love the crest at the back of it that we've only really noticed since it came in. But
yeah, super imposing.
It's absolutely, they've done a wonderful job. O'Neill's, in fairness to them, have done a great job, and even to get it to us here on time as well, it's great, and we've had a massive reaction to it.
And you're one of the few family businesses that are still left in the sport retail trade. It's nearly all groups now, isn't it, Declan?
A huge amount of groups, yeah. A lot of the Intersport and Lifestyle and all the bigger ones. We're more of a traditional sports shop. We cater for the people that want handballs, the people that want hurling grips, the people that want, all the
you
small
get everything
stuff.
Here.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's more traditional business, and that's what we're into. And we won't change either. That's what we do. We've always been a big sport as GAA, and that's the direction we go. We don't try and chase the like of any of the other big groups. That's not our business. What we do, we try to do our best.
Yeah, so. And you do it very well. And Lee, the lads are playing Leash, that you won't be available Saturday evening, but Davey is warning everybody it'll be a tough challenge.
Yeah, of course it's going to be. Even when you go back a couple of months and you look at the finish that Leash had to their year, it was very, very positive. Eddie Brennan has made a massive impact up there, and they're playing a nice brand of hurling. So, we're not taking them for granted. We need to go up there and be fully prepared. Yes, we're down a couple of bodies, but look at how our lads they've trained really well over the pre-season, and it's just looking forward to see where we're at when in this competition. You know, I suppose the Walsh Cup is one of those competitions where you get to test and try a lot of things, as well as the league, but probably not with as much freedom. So, we're just at the weekend. We're keeping our head down, and look at hopefully we can get off to a good start in the league. But we know Leash are not going to be, they're going to be a very tough opposition.
Yeah, because they're at home. And but the lads, you've hit the ground running, haven't you?
Look, we won the Walsh Cup over the weekend, and it was it's great to see again a bit of silverware so early in the year, but it doesn't mean anything. Look, it was two games that are involved, and as well as we were happy with our, I suppose, overall performance against Kilkenny, we really only started kind of coming into our own, I suppose, against Galway in the last couple of minutes when we rallied to try and pull back the lead that Galway had. And look, we were lucky at the end, I suppose, and Paddy Foley knocked over a lovely point, and Conor got a lovely goal. And luckily enough, we won the game. And sure, look, if we didn't win it, we would have walked out thinking, you know, would have been a bit disappointing. But we got a bit of silverware, and but now it's leave that behind and move on to the next competition.
How important was it that Davy came back?
Sure, it's major. It's absolutely massive for our process going forward. And do you know that the couple of years that he's been here, even before, like the couple of years before this year, we knew it was always a process to get moving in the right way, our tactics, in the way we all think. And I suppose the third year of it was the year he said on his first time down that, you know, it takes 2 or 3 years for these things to kind of come together. And I know we seemed in the first year to be looking like we'd made massive strides, but still we got no silverware. It really did take till the third year till we were matured enough to actually see it through. And we got something at the end of it. And look at if, I suppose, just by winning something at the start of this year, I might suggest that we can continue winning. It's not as easy as that. You know, we got to still keep our feet on the ground, and we got to keep working harder than what we did last year. And look at if we can keep the attitude right and keep grounded, I think we've a decent chance and bringing home some other silverware this year.
Yeah, frustrating times for you, but you'll be back soon. That's the good news. You still have to go training, of course, and though all the players are injured, still have to do their work.
Yeah, look, again, like I said, we've trained really well in the pre-season. There's been a couple of injuries, a couple of hiccups along the way, but that's everyone faces that as well, every other county too. But for ourselves, we're extremely happy with the way the lads have prepared themselves. Attitude is really good. But like I said, that doesn't always guarantee success down the line. We need to be very grounded and look at just keep moving forward and stay honest, and as long as we do that, you know, we're in with a decent shout. So yeah, just looking forward to the next couple of weeks ahead.
Well, I know you're in our stores a lot. Well, Declan, I wish you the best of luck for your
thanks very much.
The future, and I hope the jersey sells flies out.
We don't tire of seeing so many happy people here today. It's great that the players came down and Davey came down, just to see the look in some of the kids' faces. It's absolutely brilliant. It's brilliant. We can't thank them all enough. Yeah. So yeah, and yourself, Liam. Thanks. Yeah.
Best of luck, lads.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liam.
Thanks. That's great. Thanks.
Right. Thanks for